Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:07 and I am joined here with the beautiful Evelina Potocka
and Chris Foreman. Dzień dobry, witamy bardzo serdecznie. To jest audycja Good Morning Gdańsk w Radiu Gdańsk. Już po raz drugi słyszymy i mam nadzieję, że jesteście z nami.
Good morning. And just out of interest, what have you been doing this morning? What's the plan for this morning, huh?
Bardzo cieszyłam się na spotkanie z tobą, Chris, przede wszystkim. And niestety utknęłam w korku, ale to tylko przez chwilę, już teraz jesteśmy tu na spokojnie.
Traffic on a Saturday morning?
Niestety, tak się zdarza czasami, no ale jak się mieszka, wiesz, w dużym mieście, w metropolii, to niestety czasami w korku można utknąć. A jak twój poranek?
This morning, actually, it's been quite easy. Woke up maybe a couple of hours ago.
And
yeah, it's quite an easy morning. But luckily no traffic, and this is the only thing. Trójmiasto, the traffic is crazy. It's absolutely insane. During the week, it can take, I don't know, 1 hour to move maybe 2-3 kilometers.
Go to Kraków or go to Warsaw. You will see a prawdziwy traffic jam.
Wow, it's absolutely crazy. But there is a congratulations in order. Evelina, you have managed to succeed for 1 week on your New Year's resolutions.
Zgadza się.
So you can find the pictures at our Facebook page, Good Morning Gdansk. Of Evelina actually working out.
Zgadza się, w ubiegłym tygodniu rozmawialiśmy o postanowieniach noworocznych. Moim postanowieniem było jeszcze więcej spędzać czasu uprawiając aktywność fizyczną, szeroko pojętą, i udało mi się. Thank you very much, Chris. And how about your resolutions?
Actually, I've had 3 Polish lessons this week.
Wspaniale,
yes,
bravissimo.
I know, I'm quite impressed with myself.
Switch to Polish.
Anytime, no problem.
Proszę.
And the social media time. I don't know, I'm not really winning this battle.
Keep it easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Take your time.
But Polish is going well so far. And I believe this week I might even start learning Spanish.
Oh, proszę.
Yeah. I don't know, is it a good idea to learn 2 languages at the same time?
Why not?
Okay, just because my brain power. I don't know if I have the brain power.
You have the power. I dzisiaj będziemy też z Państwem rozmawiać właśnie a propos obcych języków, bo to jest bardzo przydatne. Dzisiejszy temat audycji to życie za granicą. Living abroad.
Living abroad, exactly. That's what we're going to be talking about. Foreigners living abroad. And we want to open up this question to you guys. So what are some of the reasons why people move abroad? Is it because there's something wrong with your own country? Or is there something that you don't like? Just why? Why do you move abroad? And we'll get back to a story in a second with Evelina. Money, yes?
Money. Not always, of course.
But we'll get back. Evelina has a short story in a bit, I believe.
Mam historię, oczywiście. Żyłam za granicą, ale Chris tutaj jest przede wszystkim. Pokochał Gdańsk. And traffic jams here in the Trójmiasto.
Yeah, exactly. If you can text us in on 603-060-6006, we want to hear your stories. Why you moved to Gdansk, or maybe even for the Polish people, why you moved out and maybe even moved back, to be honest.
To ja po polsku powiem 603-060-6006 i zapraszamy na naszego Facebooka Good Morning Gdańsk.
Saying it was your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so how could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet empty face is such an ugly one. Something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know. She knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, she's still out to get me. I may say it's your fault, cause I know you could have done more. You're so. So how could this be done?
That was the Kooks, Naive.
Można zanotować, The Kooks, Naive.
Okay. It's 11:14 and you are here with Chris and Evelina. Good morning, Gdansk.
Dzień dobry.
So we are talking about foreigners living abroad. And actually, I opened up this question a while ago on our Facebook page, and we had one guy, Kyle. He mentions he actually lives in Poland. Sorry, right now, and he mentions how life is much easier, much more relaxed. But his plan wasn't to live in Poland. He was actually going from Russia to Spain, but ended up with an unexpected stop in Gdansk. And he seems to love it. He doesn't speak the language. And this is what he loves so much, is now Gdansk is so international that you don't even need to speak Polish. You know, so many people do speak English. Maybe sometimes they're afraid to speak. But in general, most people do speak Polish. English. And they're not really afraid of this. So, you know, he's found a job, he's living quite comfortably, and he doesn't even need the language. It's surprising.
Brawo, Kyle, tak? It's his name.
Kyle. Yep.
Pozdrawiamy cię, Kyle, bardzo serdecznie. To jeszcze a propos statystyk, mam tutaj kilka liczb. W Gdańsku, samym w Gdańsku, mamy 2000 studentów zagranicznych. Czyli it's like 2000 of foreign students. Students.
Yeah.
Quite nice. It's only in Gdańsk and we still have Gdynia.
Yeah,
and other cities. So, bardzo ładna liczba, która, myślę, będzie rosnąć. It will grow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess we get a lot of Scandinavian students, especially towards the medical university and things like this.
Zgadza się.
We get quite a lot here today.
Ciekawi jesteśmy, skąd wy jesteście, nasi słuchacze. Piszcie do nas koniecznie. 603-06-06-06. Nasza skrzynka SMS-owa jest do waszej dyspozycji. No ale mam tutaj Chrisa, więc muszę zapytać, Mr. Chris, why are you here?
So, actually, there's a few reasons. So I narrowed it down to a few reasons as to why people move abroad. I wondered whether it's opportunities, self-development, maybe a better living situation, or, of course, love. And unfortunately, I'm the last one. It was love,
it
not
was.
Anymore. But yeah, I think... Best reason, maybe. But we do a lot for, you know, maybe other people that we care about. And yeah, that's one of the main reasons why I'm here in Poland. But now I love it. Absolutely love Gdansk. I wouldn't change it. I've got everything. Everything I want is right here. If I would stay here forever, who knows?
Musisz zostać. Now you are here in Gdańsk. There is no other option.
That's it. I'm chained to the desk.
So love was the reason.
It was. It was a love, lust, one
love,
of these.
Love.
Yes, exactly. But just out of interest, why are you guys here? So what brought you to Poland, or maybe even the UK? What took you to the UK? Tell us on 603-06-06-06.
Tak, a szczególnie jeśli chodzi o Wielką Brytanię, to przecież mnóstwo Polaków wyemigrowało swego czasu. Głównym powodem zapewne była sytuacja ekonomiczna, chcieli polepszyć swoją stopę życiową, ale nie tylko, bo znamy też historię takich osób, które nie tylko ze względu na pracę wyemigrowały do Wielkiej Brytanii.
I gotta go my way, and I got to know.
Nasza słuchaczka pani Maria do nas napisała: bardzo, bardzo czekałam na tę audycję. Dziękujemy pani Mario, my też czekaliśmy. Miło, że to taki sympatyczny przekaz. Nie zawsze wszystko rozumiem, ponieważ nigdy nie byłam w Anglii ani za oceanem. Moja nauka języka jest podręcznikowa. Pisze pani Maria. Interesting.
Very interesting. But I'm wondering what's stopping Maria to actually travel. What's stopping her travel plans? Why is she just learning from a book?
No właśnie, pani Mario, dlaczego pani nigdzie nie podróżowała, nie było możliwości? Podzieli się pani swoją historią. 603-06-06-06. So we already know your reasons, Chris.
Yes, to come to Poland. But I also spent 1 year in Australia, which for those people who haven't been, it's amazing. I 100% recommend this place. This was just about adventure, 100% about adventure, work and travel.
Work and travel. Okay.
Work and travel, yep. And it's just about adventure. And this is maybe the difference between, I would say, British people and Polish people. Because British people, they tend to travel for adventure. There's no real plans about making money so much or, you know, the living situation. Many, many people retire to Spain. And this is mainly for the living situation, lower costs. However, Polish people, I don't know. Polish people tend to move abroad. Why?
Dwa powody. Myślę, że te młodsze pokolenia już rzeczywiście również podróżują po to, by coś przeżyć, by właśnie wziąć udział w przygodzie, ale z drugiej strony ciągle jest bardzo duża grupa Polaków, którzy rzeczywiście podróżują ze względów finansowych, po prostu chcą make money.
Yeah, exactly. I know many people, many Polish people who've, say, moved to the UK, even for a short period of time, maybe 6 months or a year, just to make money for their wedding, for example, or to buy a new house.
Też.
And for me, this is a little bit crazy because we have so many opportunities here in Poland now. It seems like it's not really worthwhile to move abroad. So I'm not sure.
Chris, we have already some messages. Pamela wrote to us. Do you have it? I came to Poland 8 years ago.
Ah, yes, indeed. I need to refresh the page a little bit more often.
Pamela, za chwilę do ciebie wrócimy. Też pan Wojtek z Londynu się odezwał. O, proszę bardzo. We are in London, Chris.
Yep. And I love this one. You must be joking about the traffic in Gdansk. Have you ever tried to drive in London during rush hours?
No,
yes.
Właśnie.
Yes, we have.
And we don't want to go there anymore.
This is exactly why we live in Gdansk. But yeah, I came to Poland 8 years ago to visit artist friends from Poland. I met them in Chile. And 1 month ago, I came back to my country. I fell in love here in Gdansk. Now we are still together and very happy.
Super.
That's fantastic. And
to ja tylko dodam, że Pamela spotkała Polaków w Chile i jest takie powiedzenie, że gdziekolwiek na świecie się pojawisz, z pewnością spotkasz tam Polaka. Czyli to jednak jest też tak, że Polacy lubią w różnych miejscach się pojawiać i lubią podróżować. Powody są bardzo różne, ale lubią w różnych miejscach być.
Yes, and also I just really want to know what city in Poland do people really like the most?
Gdańsk, of course.
Of course.
Or three city.
Yeah, Trójmiasto is, I think people move here mainly for the beach, for the ocean. But what about Krakow, for example? Krakow, I was there a few months ago. Fantastic place. Very multicultural. Brazilians, so many different nationalities.
Brazilians,
yeah. Krakow,
okay.
I couldn't think of any other nationalities.
I thought a lot of people from Wielka Brytania also in Krakow.
Yes, and we will talk about British people on holiday later.
Tak.
It's a little bit embarrassing.
Tak, Chris, tak. Be ashamed. 25 minut po 11. Good morning, Gdańsk.
Text us where you are right now. If you've moved to Gdansk or somewhere in the world, where are you? On 603-060-606 or email us at goodmorninggdansk@rgen.pl.
Real over there, more vivid than here ever. Radio Gdańsk. Słuchaj od rana.
Good morning, Gdańsk. It's 11:30 and here is the news.
Radio Gdańsk, English service, RGN News. The headlines. Russia warns British plans for military bases in the South China Sea and the Caribbean could lead to retaliation. US and Poland to co-organise a Middle East conference in Warsaw in February. And in local news, cracking windows and falling furniture in Pomerania. Good morning. The international news. Moscow has condemned British plans for a military base in Southeast Asia and a second one in the Caribbean. UK Defence Secretary Gavin Williamson earlier said that Britain would ramp up its military presence abroad after Brexit and open two new bases, reportedly in Singapore or Brunei in the South China Sea and in Montserrat or Guyana in the Caribbean. The Russian Foreign Ministry said that Mr. Williamson's remarks were destabilising and would lead to the further militarisation of British politics. Greek police fire tear gas at teachers. Greek police have fired tear gas in Athens on Friday to disperse hundreds of teachers protesting against government education plans. Greece froze hirings in the public sector during its protracted debt crisis, which began late in 2009. The country's third international bailout since 2010 expired in August. Teachers' unions say state schools are understaffed and are demanding the creation of more permanent jobs for teachers. Polish news. The United States and Poland to co-organise a Middle East conference in Warsaw in February. Mike Pompeo, the US Secretary of State, has announced that the US plans to co-organise with Poland a global conference on the situation in the Middle East, especially Iran. The Polish Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in its statement that the conference is part of an ever closer alliance between Poland and the USA. Facebook removed several Polish fan farms. The biggest one had several hundred thousand followers. Facebook administrators have carried out an investigation and determined that between 10 and 20 Polish fan pages built mechanisms to trick users over several years. The 16 fan pages, the oldest established in 2011, changed their names several times, collaborating with smaller websites and published ever more controversial news, thus increasing their following. Facebook did not want to reveal the original names of the removed fan pages. And in local news, councillors argue over a new development plan for Gdynia. The municipal authorities of Gdynia are gearing up to sell the seafront to developers. However, on Friday, a number of councillors organised a conference. In their view, allowing building development on the seafront area around the Kachia River will ruin the character of the area. Orłowo is the crown jewels of Gdynia, and the administration wants to hand it over to developers, claims councillor Dorota Płotka. The deputy mayor of Gdynia, Katarzyna Spychała, discards the claim. She says the new development plan for Gdynia will be beneficial for all. Cracking windows and falling furniture. A gigantic rumbling earlier this week. Members of the public contacted Radio Gdańsk recently, asking about the source of a startling noise. It was first thought to be an explosion. According to an official statement, Polish fighter planes scrambled to intercept a passenger aircraft which was not responding to air traffic control. A military spokesman said the F-16s took off around 6 p.m. on Tuesday following a recommendation from the NATO Response Force. The spokesman gave assurances that the sound barrier was passed above 10,000 metres. In theory, this should not have caused any harm on the ground. According to the spokesman, everything was in accordance with military procedures. And finally, the weather outlook. The weekend will start off dry, but will become overcast. There'll be light rain showers on Saturday and Sunday night. It will feel colder today with highs of 2 degrees Celsius, 35 degrees Fahrenheit, warming to 5 degrees Celsius, 41 degrees Fahrenheit on Sunday. That was the news and weather from RGEN, Radio Gdańsk, English Service.
Wiadomości przedstawiał Adam Gosiewski.
Daddy's Loser never made it with a lady. Till the boys told me something I miss. Then my next door neighbor, yeah, I thought I had a family. And I get together, little two kids like this. She starts swinging with the balls in the school, and she keeps flying up in the air. Singing, hey, did it, did it, with the skinny in the middle. I'm singing like a little girl. So I took a big chance in the high school dance. Miss who was ready to play. But me still fooling, what she was doing. And she told me all about this man. She told me to walk this way. Talk this way.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:39 and that was Aerosmith, Walk This Way. We're going into the old school with that one.
Rzeczywiście, głębokie lata 80, ale naszym słuchaczom podobał się między innymi ten utwór. Edyta pochwaliła nas, super muza, Chris. Yeah.
We are getting some fantastic text messages and
tak,
I love
super.
How we're going international here.
Wspaniale.
So we have Wojciech and Dominika. Wojciech listening from London right now.
Wojciech.
And that's the correct pronunciation.
Wojciech. Pan Wojciech się nie obrazi.
Sorry
Wojciech.
If I get it wrong. And also Dominika listening from Ireland.
O, proszę.
So it seems like the UK and Ireland are the best here right now.
No, proszę, proszę.
But we do have an interesting story from Beata. She is originally from Łódź, always wanted to move out of Łódź and get to know new places. She found it quite difficult to find a job after graduation, so she decided to move to Sweden, but then finally moved back to Gdynia, now works in Gdansk, and is absolutely in love with the free city. It's a calm place, it has the beach, and I think that's one of the biggest reasons why people move here, is because we have the sea.
Oczywiście, że tak. Morze, las. We also have a forest where
yes.
You can take a walk.
Yep.
No i przede wszystkim wspaniałe przestrzenie i cudowni ludzie. Chris też to na pewno potwierdza. People are great here.
Yes. Wojciech, once again.
Tak.
Quite interesting, actually.
Mm-hmm.
He mentions that people don't technically have to move out of their country, but what he does is he works abroad. So he works in London from Monday to Friday and comes back to Poland, I guess, every weekend.
Wspaniale. Jakie poświęcenie, naprawdę, panie Wojciechu, ale gratulacje. Jak pan daje radę? Znaczy, oczywiście są tanie linie lotnicze, więc dzięki nim jest to możliwe. No ale panie Wojtku, to jest naprawdę nie lada wyzwanie w tygodniu pracować w Wielkiej Brytanii, a na weekendy przylatywać do rodziny. Wow, gratulacje.
I've even got a flower here. I'm quite liking this message. Good morning, Chris, with a picture of a flower.
No, proszę bardzo, Chris, you have a fan already. Girls in love with you.
Who else do we have? We have Maria. Maria, I love your English. It's really good, actually. I'm Maria, and I was a guardian for a close relative for 20 years. Fantastic. Okay.
Pani Mario, dziękujemy bardzo za tę próbę. Chris pochwalił pani język angielski, to jest najważniejsze. Proszę dalej do nas pisać. 603060606. A Piotr z Poznania też napisał, pozdrawiając nas oczywiście. Za granicę wyjechałem tak po prostu, za pieniądzem. Gdzie osiądę? Mhm. Nie wiem. Na razie 33 przeprowadzki na 36 lat życia.
It's crazy.
Piotr, zwariowałeś, człowieku.
that's absolutely insane. And one more message here. I quite like this one. This, I guess, reminds me of myself a little bit. Well, I had a British boyfriend who moved to Gdynia because he was in love with a friend of mine. I don't quite understand that. I had a British boyfriend, but he was in love with a friend of mine?
Uh-oh.
Does that... Okay.
Nie wnikamy.
Yep. She didn't love him back, but he stayed anyway. That's when we met, fell in love. Ah, okay. Should have read a little bit further ahead. So they met after he obviously came here for this girl. Fell in love, had a great year, then split up. But he stayed because he liked Gdynia more than the UK. As far as I know, he still lives here, has a family. All the best to the people who move because of love.
Czyli widzisz, Chris, trochę podobna historia do twojej. Też z powodu miłości osiedliłeś się w Gdańsku i zostałeś, mimo tego, że to już jest przeszłość, ta miłość.
And says, is there a better reason? Is there a better reason
no
than love?
No właśnie. Oh. Czyli wcale nie pieniądze, a love is the reason. 603060606. Jeszcze ciągle jesteśmy z wami. Piszcie, dzielcie się swoimi historiami. Kochamy je.
Tell us where you're listening on 603060606. Where are you right now, guys? Tell us. Or email us at goodmorninggdansk@rgen.pl, or even visit our Facebook page, Good Morning Gdansk, and write us a comment. Go for it. Do it now.
Teraz prezent dla Chrisa. Grupa Queen.
Queen.
No.
Walks further down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speed. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah. Gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. How do you think I'm gonna get along without you when you're gone? You took me for everything that I had and kicked me out of my own. Are you satisfied? How long can you stand to hit? I'm in the dark of the street. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, I'm gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust. Hey! Oh, take it! Thank you.
Another one busts the dust. Ow! Another one busts the dust. Hey, hey! Another one busts the dust.
Good morning, Gdansk. It's 11:47, and that was Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, something for you.
Exactly, perfect for this topic right now. We've had a couple of text messages. Anna, who used to live in Sweden, in Stockholm. I won't read her whole message, it's quite long. However, basically, her message is about she has a family which is pretty much from every corner of the globe. Her family, her gran was born in Berlin. Then at some stage, they emigrated to Australia and so on and so forth.
And England and Ghana is there on a list. Yeah. Wow, Pani Ananot, completely international.
But now, obviously, she's fallen in love with Gdynia.
No tak, i wszyscy kończą i tak w Trójmieście.
What is this about? Because obviously we have Gdansk, Sopot and Gdynia. And I've heard Gdynia is like the, Polish people call it the bedroom.
Oh,
yes?
Seriously?
Is this correct? Not in a sexual way, but the bedroom as in like the quiet place to relax. Obviously, Sopot is for the party.
For the party.
And Gdansk is for work.
Ta prawda?
Apparently so.
A to ciekawe, bo ja słyszałam troszeczkę inną wersję, mianowicie, że Gdańsk jest dla historii, jako miasto historyczne, bardzo dotknięte też w negatywny sposób. Oczywiście znamy historię miasta. Sopot, party people, mm-hmm. to jak najbardziej. Natomiast Gdynia jako miasto takie nowoczesne, bardzo modernistyczne i gdzie właśnie możesz zarobić pieniądze i się rozwijać. So, a bit different.
Yeah, could be. But, okay, I know most of you guys have been saying in Tri-City, there's no such thing as traffic. But come on, if I lived in Gdynia and worked in Gdansk, the traffic would annoy me a little bit.
Tak, oczywiście, trzeba troszeczkę wcześniej wyjechać. Zresztą państwo, którzy słuchają Radia Gdańsk, doskonale wiedzą, mamy tak zwane wiadomości drogowe, czyli autopilot Radia Gdańsk. I tu nasi słuchacze wiernie też uczestniczą w tworzeniu tych wiadomości. No, jest o czym mówić.
I'm pretty sure I'd be late. Every morning, yeah.
Oh, tak, yeah, yeah. Oh, tak.
But where are you guys from? Which city do you guys prefer? Those people living in Tri-City right now, where do you prefer? Gdansk, Sopot or Gdynia?
Oh, to jest bardzo trudny temat, bo wiesz, tutaj konkurencja nie śpi.
Exactly, we might have a little argument here going on.
Oh, tak, ale może to zostawimy na następny raz. No zobaczymy, jak państwo zareagują. 603-06-06-06. Tutaj pani Anna napisała o Berlinie. Ja akurat miałam też fantastyczną możliwość mieszkać w Berlinie, cudowne miasto, do którego bardzo lubię wracać. Have you been to Berlin, Mr. Chris?
I have last summer, just for a weekend. Mm-hmm. It's a nice place. I was maybe a little bit disappointed, if I'm honest.
Uh-huh.
I know it sounds bad. I don't want to be negative on a Saturday morning, but there was for me. It wasn't so. There was a lot of graffiti, a lot of rubbish.
Tak.
I think it's changed. Over the years, it has changed a lot.
I completely agree. Ja mieszkałam w Berlinie 12 lat temu i to było zupełnie inne miasto wtedy. Dziś rzeczywiście bardzo zaniedbane.
You've lived in Berlin, I believe, yes?
Yeah, in 2007 and 8. Okay. So it was a long time ago, okay. And at that time Berlin was different. Wow. Now I have to agree with you, it's a very dirty city, yeah. Unfortunately. But I
love
Berlin. To było stypendium. To było stypendium takie na studiach, więc cały rok w Berlinie. Nauka na uniwersytecie i przede wszystkim nauka życia. And a lot of friends.
Okay. And this is a big thing.
Especially from Spain.
This is a big thing in Poland, the Erasmus. I believe when I was in the UK, I never really had this option at school. But in Poland, lots of people go Erasmus for maybe 6 months, learn a new language, or just kind of enjoy life.
Zgadza się. I would say it's a must. For some people, it's a must to go abroad i zobaczyć, jak to właśnie jest za granicą. I troszeczkę, trzeba żyć na własny rachunek. Trzeba pilnować swoich finansów, trzeba siebie pilnować. Aha. To nie jest takie proste. But it's nice.
But for the other generation, the slightly older generation here in Poland, there is many people who haven't been abroad. They have lived their whole life in Poland, and now, come on, we have such cheap flights. Jesus, I can go to the UK for like 60 zloty.
And look at Wojciech. Pan Wojciech pracuje w Wielkiej Brytanii, a na weekendy przyjeżdża do Gdańska, więc się da.
Yep. 5 hours? 5 hours to get home? Yes, is that correct?
Jak pracowałem w Poznaniu, to też powrót do domu na weekend zajmował mi około 5 godzin. From Poznań to Gdańsk. Okay. Nasze koleje państwowe. To różnie bywa, państwo wiedzą.
And also, I just want to put the question out there. For those foreigners here, I know, for example, maybe it's a bit difficult being a foreigner, living abroad. But what is the most, say... What's the biggest thing that you find troublesome here in Tri-City, in Poland? What is it that you find troublesome? Is it making friends? Is it communicating? What exactly is it?
Mm-hmm. And we have to leave this question for the next time, because już 7 minut do 12, niestety musimy powoli z Państwem się żegnać, ale Chris jest z Wami, jesteśmy z Wami też oczywiście na Facebooku, our Facebook page.
Yep, you can go to Facebook and type in Good Morning Gdansk, and of course you can leave your comments on our Facebook page, or you can just email us at goodmorninggdansk@rgen.pl.
To ja jeszcze po polsku. goodmorninggdansk@rgen.pl. No i cały czas jesteśmy też oczywiście do waszej dyspozycji na Twitterze.
Twitter, yes. It is coming very soon. And I assume it'll be hashtag goodmorninggdansk. I'm not quite sure yet. We need to double check this.
Sprawdzimy i damy z pewnością Gdańsk, ale to hasło. Good morning, Gdańsk. To jest to hasło, które powinniście pamiętać. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was great. Have a fantastic Saturday, guys. Enjoy the day. And we will be back here next week at the same time.
Ale naprawdę fantastycznego, takiego najlepszego weekendu wam życzymy. Chris Foreman.
And Evelina Potocka.
Thank you. Bye bye.
See ya.
One, two, three. Baby, don't mess around me, 'cause she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, 'cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for Mom and Dad for sticking two together, 'cause we don't know. Just like this.